This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Cabo Jim Schaller.
Welcome, Good Neighbors. Episode number 103 of the Good Neighbor Podcast, Estero. Today we have Good Neighbor Justin Stuller from Estero River Outfitters. Welcome.
Hello. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. I'm excited to learn a little bit about what you guys do down there. So let's jump right in, and why don't you share a little bit about what you do down at Estero River Outfitters.
Yep. So we are, we're Estero River Outfitters. We've been here in Estero, Florida, right on 41, since 1977. My parents came here and started our business, and we do canoes, kayaks, stand-up paddle boards. You know, we rent, we do a lot of rentals on the river. The Estero River is right behind us, goes 4.5 miles to the bay. So you could come and kayak or paddleboard or canoe. We got a bait and tackle shop with some really knowledgeable guys in there that really, really know how things go as far as fishing in the area goes, freshwater, saltwater, sell live bait. Kind of everything you want to do in the outdoors, we outfit it here at Estero River Outfitters.
I love it. 1977, there probably wasn't much around there in that time, but how did you guys get involved in this industry?
Well, it starts ways back. You know, my mother's from Pennsylvania, my father's from Maryland, and they met in Maryland and kind of had this idea of going to a simpler life, you know, of selling bait. Rather than working in the corporate world that they were in at the time, and had visited this area before down in Naples. I had my grandmother lived in downtown Naples, and they would come here and experience it as it was then. And at a certain point said, you know, let's move here to Southwest Florida, and started selling some bait down the road, and kind of come to this spot here where we're at on the Estero River, and would use it and realized it's a great place to start a business, and started doing the canoe thing, and had our river designated as a Florida State Canoe and Kayak Trail, you know, kind of on and on and on. We've been doing it ever since. I have two younger brothers. Me and my two younger brothers are all now running the business, and our parents have retired and moved on, and really having a good time with it.
I bet. And the community's just growing around you, which has been wonderful.
So, oh, yeah. I mean, it's skyrocketed around us. You know, it went from nothing but cow fields to outlet malls and things like that, which, you know, have their place as well. It's still a real beautiful area.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we've all had some type of, I want to say, maybe challenge or obstacle along our journey that maybe we can look back at now and say, you know what, I'm probably in a better place because of that. But is there something that happened along your journey?
Well, I'm 40, just turned 42 years old. And here in Estero, with all the growth, that was probably one of our biggest challenges, you know, between the widening the bridge in front of us, you know, and just the influx of people that we've had over the years, and being able to supply everyone, and you know, being a small business, and really just, you know, making sure that we can take care of everybody the way that we believe they deserve to be taken care of. You know, that was probably one of our biggest challenges, but, you know, the challenges are what made us who we are now. You know, the bridge widening, you know, as everybody would tell us when it was happening, I said, oh, it's gonna be horrible, you know. And I always say, well, you know, people stopped and sat in front of our business in traffic on a daily basis, you know, and came in because they said, I just couldn't sit in that traffic anymore. So the challenges we've had have definitely come and gone. We had a little hurricane come through not too long ago.
Right.
That was definitely a bit of a challenge, but, you know, we look at it as, you know, that's part of living in Florida, and we roll our sleeves, we get back to it, and try to get everybody what they need, and get ourselves rolling again. So challenges, those would be some challenges.
Absolutely. Now you're not affected by this discharge from Lake O, are you?
We are not. our river here is a spring-fed tidal river. And that being said, it's not like you're up north, you know, I should say northern Florida springs where the water's crystal clear and blue and things. But we have many little runoffs and tributaries that run through the river that pump a constant flow. Plus, we have a tide that comes and goes from the backside of the Estero Bay. So the water that comes out doesn't necessarily make it our way. When we have in the past, when we've had fish kills and things like that, we've never really experienced it on the river. We kind of call this the Estero bubble. You know, we have often you'll see storms come straight to us and then loop around us. And same with the fish kill, you know, stuff like that. It doesn't seem to get up this far into this downtown Estero area that we're at. So, you know, though we hear about it and, you know, we feel for the people out there on the coast and in those areas and those kind of things, we also try to offer something that maintains our Southwest Florida beauty, you know?
Perfect. Yeah. It's just a shame what they're doing with some of that. And I'm glad you guys aren't affected by that. So are there any maybe myths or maybe misconceptions about what you guys do that we could maybe clear up for our listeners?
Well, I mean, I we've been here a long time, so we've definitely have a pretty strong presence out there of what we do. But, you know, I mean, our main goal is to get people on the water. We do a lot of things that as a kayak and paddle sports dealer that aren't very common. We have over 1,000 kayaks in stock at all times. We like everybody to come and try them and get in the different boats and feel them. And you know, though we're in business, our main goal is making sure that people have the right things. People are paddling the right boats and feeling comfortable and being confident out there. You know, we have paddlers from literally newborn babies come and go on our boats all the way to, you know, 100-year-old folks come and go on our boats and all in between and buy and rent and sell and all those kind of things. So for us, you know, getting people out there on the water, we just, you know, if anybody doesn't know it already, that's our goal, you know, is to make sure that people are experiencing what we get to experience on a regular basis, which every time, you know, is a new experience, you know, being part of this nature out here is something we really, really focus on and getting people out there on the water and having a good time safely.
Yeah. And enjoying the natural beauty of Florida. That's why we live down here.
Oh, yeah.
So do you notice any trends in the industry? I mean, I know years ago paddleboarding wasn't big, but it's picking up some steam now. Are there any other trends going on?
Well, I feel like I was thinking about this the other day, and I'm getting to an age where I've seen some cycles go through now, you know, and right now we are in a fishing revolution. Of course, you know, people are getting into the paddling kayaks and learning to use kayaks. People that thought they weren't able to kayak or, you know, it's too difficult or too much work to load and unload and those kind of things. They're really, really coming around to all the accessories that go along with this stuff to make it really easy. So the trends we see right now are people that haven't been paddlers jumping right into it, you know, maybe boaters in the past or you know, with the hurricane that went through, boats right. Are a lot harder to get a hold of at certain times right now, especially certain ones. So kayaks fill that void to get people on the water. So people that weren't paddling before, we see a big trend in that of new paddlers and new fishermen and new people on the water. And we have what we think are all the best versions of the crafts to use for those kind of things. So that's probably our biggest trend right now.
That is awesome. So I know you probably don't have a lot of free time owning your own business, and you know, you spend a lot of it on the water as well, but what do you like to do outside of work?
Well, I mean, outside of work ends up being a lot of work. It's, you know, I'm a licensed captain as well. And I became a licensed captain kind of by default. I just like to fish. I wanted to fish all the time with my friends and my family and didn't want to have to worry about, you know, them getting licenses and things. So I myself a captain to be able to have blanket licenses. And I truly, this is my passion. You know, I like to fish. I like to kayak. I like to paddleboard. I like to be on the water in any way there is. So in this area, you know, it's I'm out there when I'm working and I'm out there when I'm not working. It's just for me, it's such a beautiful thing. You know, my wife, my family all tries to get me to go north, and they're like, oh, my mother's has a house in Colorado, and she's up there, and she's like, oh, come visit, you know? And I'm like, well, it's going to be cold up there. And she says, it's summertime. And I'm like, yeah,
right.
But it's going to be like 60s and 70s. The beach is calling my name, you know?
Right.
And out there, it's just, it's such a, for me, I've done it my whole life, and it's such a new thing. And I love to see people out there doing it. So, you know, when I'm by myself, I'm out there. When I'm with people, I'm out there. And it's really just a joy for me to do. And I got a growing family. I've got young kids. I've got a 5-year-old, a 4-year-old, a 5-year-old, and an 8-year-old, boy, girl, boy, kids. So I'm getting to spend this whole new experience with them and get them out on the water and teach them and let them see what dad does for work and for fun. You know,
there so you
those,
go.
Those are my hobbies right now.
Yeah, perfect. And that's awesome. You know, following your passion, but then also yes. sharing your passion, you know,
yes.
that's you can't ask for anything better. So what is one thing that you wish maybe our listeners knew about Estero River Outfitters that maybe they don't know?
I mean, if they think they've seen it before, I'd love them to come down and see it again, you know, and not to say they haven't seen it before, but it's I hear that a lot, you know, like, oh, yeah, it's a river, you know, I've been on this river or that river or this river. And you know, of course, I'm biased. It's I call it my river. You know, it's definitely not my river. But, you know, my river is I feel so different, such a diverse kind of natural place. I mean, it brought if in our area we have the Crescent State Park and things like that, and this is one of the first areas people came, you know, that came naturally, you know, just showed up here and said we're gonna build a town here, you know, and get and the river's the reason for it, if you ask me. You know, it's yep. it's such a life flow of Estero right here. It keeps our area so beautiful. And if they haven't experienced it, or even if they have experienced it, it's changing daily with the fauna and the birds that come and go, and our bald eagle that literally flies over almost every day. We see him come and go from the bay to the woods. You know, it's
awesome.
It's such a great place that would be the thing I'd want people to experience. And if they haven't, I'd love them to come experience it again, because it's just such a magical thing.
Absolutely. So how would our listeners go about contacting you if they'd be interested in getting out on the river or buying a paddle boat or kayak?
Well, our hours are, we're here 7 days a week, 7 o'clock to 6 o'clock all day, every day. So they can definitely stop in anytime, you know, come in, hang out, feed our snook on the dock, you know, come by, look at boats, take pictures, whatever you need. On that side, we have a pretty great website, EsteroRiverOutfitters.com. It's got all our booking on it. So if you want to book ahead of time, you can. On the same side, no reservations needed. You can come down anytime, you know, spur of the moment, come on down. We always have plenty of rentals, plenty of people, plenty of sales, plenty of everything going on. You know, we have it all. We have it all right here all day, every day. You can call us on the phone, 239-992-4050. You know, anytime, stop in, call us, website us. Anything you want.
There you go. Find you. I'm going to come down because I love being outside, number one. But number two, I love what you guys do in the area. It's just beautiful. So I need to come back and recheck it out for sure. But
yeah.
Justin, it's been a pleasure getting to know you. Thank you for being such a good neighbor. And I hope to see you out in the community here soon.
Thank you for having me. See you soon.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, Estero. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpestero.com. That's gnpestero.com. Or call 239-296-2621.